Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we've got a great show for you today. Christine Upchurch is in the house, so we're going to have a great time with her and talk about what she is so passionate about, reconnective healing, and much more. She has been on the road helping so many people get in touch with their true nature of who they are and tapping into amazing healing ability. I'm joined by Mr. Benny Matters. Hello, Mr. B.
What's up, Pat? How are you?
Hey, did you hear the news
about
Bellevue, Washington?
No.
You didn't hear that it is one of the top best places to live. I think it was number five.
No, that's pretty
four
cool.
Or five.
Congratulations to Bellevue. That's awesome. I'm just right down the way in Renton, so I'll include myself to the east side of that.
Well, the station is in Bellevue, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
But that's where I work. So living is different.
True.
But I do live at work, so I'm okay.
Right, okay. So that's part of the thing there.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was kind of the new news for top places to live.
Sweet.
And, well, that's it. Every day we're learning something new, aren't we?
You know it.
I want to just tell everybody we've got a great show for you today. It's been really a pleasure and honor for me to be able to connect with Christine Upchurch over the years. And it's been wonderful in being part of her journey. Northwest Reconnective Healing Center and Christine Upchurch is joining us here today, founder and director. But beyond all of that, you know, this is somebody that I got to know early on in my radio career and been able to really watch how she has been able to step out and help so many people across the globe. It isn't just what we do on the day-to-day basis, but it's about the vision that we have for each other. Christine is an instructor. She travels the world, a reconnective healing instructor, to help empower others to become these amazing master healers in their lives. And actually, I believe I got to know her from one of the early interviews that I got to do with very fun individual, Dr. Eric Pearl. And she is joining us today because beyond being one of four instructors internationally known, she is someone that gets to travel the globe, be able to speak with people and help others, doctors, individuals, all of us understand the power of healing. Today you're going to hear about her healing journey because I love how these journeys begin. They really do begin with this notion of something not going right in our lives. And then all of a sudden we take incredible action to help others after we figure it out for ourselves. Christine, welcome to the show. It's really great to have you here again.
Thanks, Pat. It's so nice to be back. And I have to tell you, it's been great watching your journey as well.
Isn't that fun?
We get to
do this together.
Yes, it's great. It definitely proves that this is truly an expansive universe.
There's actually no question about it. I mean, I was speaking with someone this morning, and I was just sharing this with you before you came on, that, you know, because of the new network we're launching, I'm having to get more involved in sort of some of the technical things, although I'm not going to be doing them. There's a certain level of knowledge and awareness. And it reminds me of, you know, sort of the healing journey that you had and certainly the one that I've experienced, where some days you don't even know the questions to ask. But you have a sense that there's something more out there. What was that like for you in your own personal journey? And what has really changed? What has been the aha for you being here today?
You know, it's funny, Pat, because on some level I knew that there was something more, something that I needed to show up and do on this planet. And yet I repressed that. It's like, no, you know, oh, what am I, egotistical? And I ignored it, and I chose the sensible path. I was a math major in college, and I went on to do graduate work in statistics. And I was a darn good statistician. And, you know, I made good money at it. I had a good career. And yet, it wasn't connected to my heart. But, oh, no, you know, we're supposed to be sensible, right? I was taught to, you know, to have a good work ethic and push my way up the ladder, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going about my life normally. And then doctors discovered that I've got the early stages of this type of lymphoma. And it's a strange kind of cancer in that the conventional medical doctors, at least at that time, said, you know what, Chris, early treatment's not particularly helpful. In fact, we think that on average it may shorten a person's lifespan. So we don't want to start too early. What we're going to do is we're going to wait and watch until it gets to be bad enough, and then we'll start you on chemo. And being the rational-based person that I am, I ran to the medical library, and I began to read about this disease. And what the doctor did not tell me, but they say in the medical literature, is they keep you on chemotherapy of one sort or another for the rest of your life.
Oh, wow.
And at this point, I was a 20-something exercising vegetarian who was facing this possible death sentence, and certainly this chronic condition at best, and it sort of flung me into this abyss. Now, this was many years ago before we had radio shows such as yours and bookshelves, you know, that are just filled with these books on healing. And so I found my way to one of these out-of-the-way bookstores that had, you know, just a handful of books on the bookshelf in this New Age section. And I began to read about the connection between the mind and the body. I read Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. The Simonton's book, Joan Borisenko's book, Minding the Body, Mending the Mind. I think Bernie Siegel's book was out then as well. So there were a handful of books out there, and I happened upon a therapist who specialized in health crisis, and she was way ahead of her time. She taught me to meditate and to visualize a healthy body. So, you know, I started looking into healing and what is the nature of healing and what kind of power do I have within myself. And I began to implement what I was learning. And guess what? After 2 years of doing a lot of inner work, removing the obstacles that were in my way on an emotional level of receiving the healing and receiving, a healthy body, and doing a lot of visualization, I healed myself without any medical treatment. So it was like I learned the secret back when it still was a secret, you know, because,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so what you're talking about really is what it really points back to. I love hearing your story because, you know, these stories need to be told over and over and over again. Because what I hear you saying is, you know, you learned something at a time when many people didn't even understand that it could be learned. You know what I'm trying
right.
to say?
Yeah. And there is this reality out there, and no matter where we're at right now, no matter what we know, from the masters and the scientists, on some level there is always more. And we can tap into that. We do have the ability to heal and to be whole and to show up and play our roles. And I have to tell you, Pat, because, you know, back in those days when I was facing this diagnosis, I grieved several things. I grieved the possibility of having a much shorter life. I grieved the possibility of never having children. Which I've since done. But the thing that bothered me the most, that I grieved on the deepest level, was knowing that I was here for some important purpose and feeling like I might pass over without ever having shown up and played that role. And I think that lots of people who are in the midst of crisis recognize that they can be so much more, that they want to tap into more of who they truly are to express that while they're here on the planet. And so the crisis, whether it's a health crisis, or an economic crisis, a personal relationship crisis, it truly is an opportunity for us to look within and become more of who we truly are and expand.
Absolutely. I mean, this is what I think is so important for people right now. I mean, you and I know that this is an extraordinary time for so many people. They're going through so many things. And, you know, at the same time, the level of stress that's been put on the body is showing up in what we call disease on this planet.
Right.
And I wanted to ask you about this, especially in the light of the work that you do. The training that you do, you train practitioners, and so much of what you do to educate people. You know, what do you think has been the shift in terms of people's, first of all, acceptance of something like reconnective healing? And let's talk about what it is and how it came about. But do you think we are more open to it now and willing to step out and try things we've not done before?
Yes, Pat, I definitely think that people are more open to it. If not by their sort of basic makeup of their personality is by necessity. People are feeling really stuck. You know, conventional medicine is wonderful at dealing with certain things. If I'm in a car accident and I have this terrible, you know, body trauma, I want the surgeons and the other ER docs and nurses to be working on my body because they're great at dealing with situations like that. But some of the chronic illnesses, some of the things that keep people from either living a long life or from experiencing life more fully, they're not so great at. And, you know, no matter how much money the pharmaceutical industries spend, they still have not found cures for a whole lot of things out there. And this is frustrating to people. People are feeling stuck, and people are feeling stuck in other ways beyond their physical ailments. So I think that just by the very nature of the personal and planetary crisis, people are becoming more open to alternative things, including reconnective healing.
Well, we're going to talk about reconnective healing and much more when we come back from break, because we've got Christine Upchurch in the house. When we come back, we'll be talking about, you know, reconnective healing. How did it start? How did it come about? And why are so many people so seriously interested in learning more about this and actually learning how to then help others through reconnective healing? Christine Upchurch joining me today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Hi, I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I've lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without backaches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Dale Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit simpletolose.com to learn more. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
How we made love almost anywhere, haven't I taken you almost everywhere? Think of all the things that we shared in the night.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by Mr. Benny Mathers, picking all those smooth tunes for us today on the Dr. Pat Show. Christine Upchurch is in the house. And we're very excited to announce one of several upcoming events that we want to share with you, talk to you about. And then we're going to be talking about reconnective healing, what it is, how does it differ from other energy healing techniques, and how it came about. But before we do, Christine, I think it's really good for us to take a minute, give out the website, and let people know how they can become and become practitioners and how they can get involved.
The website is thereconnection.com, and my personal website, cuhealing.com. That's the letter C, the letter U, healing.com. And there are all sorts of events we have going on, from presentations that introduce you to the work so you can see it demonstrated and learn more about the history and the philosophy, to actual training seminars. And I've got several coming up later this week. I've got a couple of presentations in the Denver area. There's one at the Metaphysical Research Society of Denver on Wednesday. On Thursday, I'm doing a presentation at Boulder Center for Conscious Living. And then beginning on Saturday, I'll be teaching a couple of seminars at the, let's see, the Westin in Westminster, which is right next to Boulder.
Excellent. And folks can find out about this on your website, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, C is in Christine, U is in UpchurchHealing.com.
Right.
So let's talk about the roots of this. How did this get born, so to speak, and how does a reconnective healing differ from other modalities that people might be familiar with? Because we don't want people to say, oh, that's just like that, or it's like this, because it's not.
Right, and scientists have said that it's not, but I'll get into that a little bit more later.
All right, good.
In terms of the genesis of this, you know, once upon a time, there was a chiropractor by the name of Dr. Eric Pearl, a great chiropractor. He still is a great chiropractor, by the way. And he lives in Los Angeles. And there he was going about his business, and he had a great chiropractic practice. Then he had something unusual occur to him, and then suddenly his patients could feel his hands before he touched them. And they were experiencing these multidimensional things while lying on his chiropractic adjustment tables. And then many of them were having these amazing healings. I mean, like, get up out of the wheelchair, or stage 4 cancers disappearing. And people would say to Eric, you know, what did you do? And he'd say, nothing, and don't tell anybody, right? Which, of course, didn't go over very well, because people talk about what's new and what's fabulous. So eventually he had people coming from all over the world. And he had sort of developed this thing with, you know, these reconnective healing frequencies is what we call them now. But with his newfound ability, he actually would do this process where he would not touch a person, and people would often have healing. So people were coming from all over the world to see him, and he was the only person in the world doing that. And eventually, some of the people he had worked on said, you know what, Eric, ever since you worked on me, my hands are buzzing. I think I could do this work. And he's like, no, you can't teach this. No, 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 that's impossible. But enough people said that, they twisted his arm, and he decided, well, you know, what's the harm in trying? So he went and created his first little workshop to see if he could teach other people to do this. And as it turns out, you can share these healing frequencies, which, by the way, you have to interact with directly in one way or another. And you can teach people how to facilitate healings in their own right, so that they, too, can facilitate healings at the same level, at the highest level, just like Eric Pearl or an instructor such as myself or any other master healer on the planet. So that was the beginning of it, and to date now we have taught over 65,000 people worldwide to do this work. So it's something that is very easy to learn. It's a weekend seminar is all it is, where you are immersed in these healing frequencies, and you learn the philosophy, and you learn how to interact with these frequencies, and by the end of the weekend you have all the tools you need to be a master healer. So this is, you know, this is a very empowering type of work, because it's about helping people to step into their mastery and then sending them out the door and say, go step into your mastery. And it's not about needing to come back over and over and over again to get additional attunements, to get additional training. It really is a very empowering process. And it's very different from other types of energy healing modalities as well. For instance, There's been a lot of research about this. First of all, it's fascinating to researchers, because not only are there all these amazing healings that happen rather quickly, by the way, typically, but also it seems that these healing abilities can be shared. So we've had, you know, world-renowned researchers doing research with us, such as Konstantin Korotkov. He's a famous energy medicine researcher from Russia. Bill Tiller, he's the famous quantum physicist. He was actually featured in What the Bleep. There have been several other researchers as well, Gary Schwartz and Ann Baldwin from the University of Arizona. And, in fact, some of the research was just presented at the ICEM conference in Boulder, where they're looking at the scientific basis of energy medicine. Anyway, scientists...
Well, you know... Yeah, well, this is really the point. I mean, this is really kind of, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm just in awe because, you know, I remember how really difficult it was not too long ago for people to even have a conversation like this about energy, energy medicine, right. Energy healing. I mean, you know this.
Yeah.
I mean, people would be looking at you like, really? That's kind of crazy stuff. Now it seems like we're all on this accelerated path to get the message out there because the results of this kind of healing is being demonstrated and proved.
Yes, absolutely. And it is a type of reality that actually filters into our physical reality. And, you know, I ask myself sometimes, well, with reconnected healing, first of all, there isn't the same kind of processing involved with other types of energy healing. And really, reconnected healing is more than energy. It actually increases with distance. The farther away you get from a person when you're working on them, the bigger experience they tend to have, the stronger sensations you tend to feel. So this is really more than energy. But the scientists have shown that this is very, very different because it affects damaged DNA in a much more positive manner in terms of speeding up the healing process and healing inherent defects. These sorts of things are happening, but they happen very, very quickly. And Bill Tiller, he actually came and he's done research at our seminar several times to see how the room shifts as people are, you know, undergoing this seminar, sitting there and going to the massage tables and working. What happens in the room? And he looks at this quantum level energy variable called thermodynamic free energy. The first time he had his associate collect data, he's like, no, I don't believe this. This can't be true. So he sent him back to another seminar and found the same sorts of things. And he's replicated the study several times, and what he has found is that there's a huge shift that happens in the room, not only as people are going about learning this, but before we ever show up to teach the seminar, sometimes 2 to 4 days before we ever come into that hotel ballroom to teach. It's like the universe is shifting something on an energetic level to support people to learn this so they can learn it quickly. But also the healings from this tend to be either instantaneous or fairly quick. So it doesn't require the same kind of processing. The case that I'm thinking of right now is one that's featured in the movie The Living Matrix. Have you seen that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They have several case studies of healings, amazing healings. They're all amazing healings. And they also have the latest and greatest scientists and journalists talking about the nature of healing and how they think healing actually occurs. Well, the first case study that's featured in the film is with reconnected healing. There's a little boy in Greece by the name of Dimitri, although when I met him, his name was Dimitrios, which I think means little Dimitri. And he had extreme cerebral palsy. And he and his parents came to one of Eric's presentations in Greece and said, can you please work on him? Well, you know, Eric was doing book signings, and they were trying to close up shop there. He says, well, I'm just going to have a few minutes to work on him. And he worked on this little boy for, I don't know, 7-10 minutes, not very long. And this little boy, he had braces on his legs. He could only go up or down stairs with assistance, and he couldn't hold a glass to drink water. I mean, he was just very, very restricted. Well, after just a few minutes of reconnected healing, he was walking up and down the stairs on his own. And by the next week, he was able to drink from a glass without the assistance of another human being, and his speech was much clearer. And he's now a normal child. Now, you know, you think about all the therapies and treatments and energy healing modalities out there, the processing and the process is just something that takes time. Now, what Bill Tiller says about this work, based on all the data he's collected and his mathematical models, he says he thinks what we're doing is we're tapping into that place outside of our space-time continuum, that part of the universe, what he calls the reciprocal universe, tapping into something there, which, and allowing that aspect of reality to fall into this reality instantaneously.
Mm. Well, you know, when we start to think about, and this, you know, it's almost ridiculous to say start to think about energy in this way, because it is really something that our minds are so limited in conceptualizing, and you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we try to, we come up with a term because we have to so that we can communicate, and then we put it in a box.
Yeah.
And yet we don't really have perhaps the words, the language to really show what this means. But the for you to just give us exact demonstrations, I mean, I really think that people want to know that there's a process that they can learn, perhaps, or they could see you and get some assistance on that works. And trying to figure out how all this works has been a conundrum for people for decades.
Oh, absolutely. And yet, fortunately, there are scientists who have been willing to step outside of their box, their belief system, to consider the possibility that there's something real going on. And, in fact, many scientists have shown, yes, indeed, there's something real. And it not only affects the room, it affects the individuals who come to the seminars, and it affects the individuals who actually have a session. Konstantin Korotkov showed that by attending a seminar, people's biofields, they're what used to be known as aura, but this is a much more scientific way of looking at it, their biofields become thicker, more complete. Their energy centers are larger, more circular. In other words, the person becomes healthier and more balanced because they've attended a seminar or because they've had a session.
We're going to talk about this when we come back, because it's almost like getting that spark to ignite, to open up to such an incredible healing flame. Christine Upchurch, my very special guest today, joining me on the Dr. Pat Show. When we come back, we'll give you more information about the upcoming seminars that are happening, and we'll talk more about what Christine has been discovering lately with her clients. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thanks to Mr. Benny Mathers, we're getting to hear some great tunes from his fabulous collection on the show today. For more information about us, you can always check us out at drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. Yep, go ahead and do that. My very special guest today, Christine Upchurch, is joining us here, and we have more information we want to make sure you have in your hands. Christine, a couple things. I want to make sure that we mention the upcoming events, certainly. You have one in Boulder, but you also have one coming in November in Seattle. But the other thing is, people listening to the show, they're probably thinking, how do I actually get a session? Where do I go? How do I figure that out?
Well, you know, in order to get a session, you can first of all, no matter where you're living, there are probably practitioners there. Although we haven't gone to a few countries, I don't think we've gone to China yet. There are a couple countries we have not yet gone to. But if you get onto the reconnection.com and look under practitioner directory, you will find your way to a practitioner in your area. And of course, here in the Seattle area, you know, I do sessions when I'm in town, and I've got other practitioners at my center here as well. And there are lots of fabulous practitioners out there, and this work is amazing because it's you take the seminar, you're immersed in these frequencies, and something shifts within you. And if you step into your mastery, if you choose to step into your mastery, then you can facilitate healings at the at the highest level. So it's something that is very accessible, and it's also not something that you have to sign up for if you're going to have sessions long term. Like a lot of types of healing out there, you're supposed to show up weekly, you know, come for your weekly tune-up, you know. But this is really about immersing a person in the frequencies with one, two, or three sessions and then allowing that to unfold in their lives in whatever way it unfolds. And it's interesting because the healings, they can be physical. I've definitely seen amazing physical healings both within a seminar setting and in my office. But also they are emotional and mental and spiritual. And I really think that these healing frequencies are not just here to, you know, help us become more balanced physically, but also to help us on our personal evolution at this time on the planet.
Well, let's talk about this evolution on the planet. You know, many people are faced with the idea, that I am sick, insurance is out there, and it's not working for so many people. I don't want to be chronically ill. I want to get some relief, and I want to contribute to more. And so that's really what we're talking about. What will people learn in your upcoming seminars? Because I think that's a really good question. Folks are thinking, what does this mean? What is this reconnection seminar that's coming up? Will I be a practitioner? How does this all work for me?
Well, what happens is you come into the seminar. And by the way, you don't have to have a background in other healing modalities or even, you know, medical background. You can have whatever background you happen to have and show up and step into your mastery as well as anybody else. Also, I strongly encourage those people who are skeptical to come because, first of all, we present a lot of scientific information about how this is real, but people show up and they are convinced themselves. I had one person come to a seminar, I think it was in Santa Fe last year at some point, and he was a very rational-based person, and he had a mainstream kind of job, and he says, I have no idea what I'm doing here. I can't believe I'm here, but something about this just sort of drew me in. So he showed up, and he asked lots of questions, and he was skeptical, and by the end of the seminar came up to me, and he said, thank you so much. I've been waiting for this all my life. And he had tears streaming down his face. He was stepping into a more broad, a broader perspective on reality and seeing himself in a new light accordingly. So I encourage, you know, the skeptics to come as well. And then what we do is we'll spend time, I'll demonstrate the healing work, and sometimes the universe comes through and we'll see somebody go from, say, not being able to raise their arms very high to suddenly being able to raise them over their head, or maybe it won't, it just depends. I never know the healing that the person will receive. But then we'll talk about the philosophy that is reconnected healing, and then we'll spend time at the massage tables. People will work on one another. And, you know, Pat, people sometimes experience healings when they're just practicing on each other, like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know what I'm doing. And then afterwards, the person on the table will say, oh, my gosh, I've had chronic hip pain for 5 years, and now it's gone. Or, you know, we had one woman come in. She had scoliosis most of her life.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And she had gone through all sorts of the traditional treatments and everything. She tried lots of different things. And she was in her mid-40s or so. Anyway, this woman was doing, one of the exercises with somebody else. And at the end, she had had a healing from her scoliosis. And interestingly enough, this woman, Pat, had a tattoo of a snake going across her spine. And the tattoo had been straight, and now it was crooked. So this woman had a healing, but it messed up her tattoo.
Well, and I bet she was really thrilled to death because she could probably go out and get the tattoo redone.
Either that or show people you want to see my healing.
Exactly. Part of this is really all of us getting to the place where, you know, it's not just a conversation about the few anymore. You know, it really is a conversation about mass healing.
Yeah.
And so when I went to the website, the reconnection.com website, you know, it's really clear. It's kind of like you said, you don't think you have it in certain countries, but boy, there are so many practitioners everywhere. And this has grown so immensely in the past couple of years. What do you really attribute that to?
I attribute it to the need and the universe saying, we need more. We need more people to show up and accept their worthiness and step into their mastery. And we need people to be able to interact with these frequencies directly. And the more people we have, the more people whose lives can be touched by this work. And I've seen amazing transformations in people's lives. You know, they'll come in for something physical, and perhaps they'll have this, you know, the physical ailment disappear, and they'll have multiple other layers of shifts. And it has become very clear to me that this is also about personal evolution and planetary evolution as well.
So, you know, when you think of where you are today and where you've been over the past couple of years, what do you think has been the most incredible aha moment you've had?
Boy, that's a tough one. I think that my perception of reality has shifted dramatically. At this stage of my life, I'm recognizing that we have a great power to affect our own reality and manifest all sorts of things. But more importantly than that, we are interacting with such great power, and that if we learn to dance well with it, if you will, it can take us on this beautiful dance and take us and allow us to see and experience things that we didn't think were possible. And yet it happens with ease.
When we think about this, you know, from a different perspective, from a place of suffering, you know, what's the message for people that are suffering? I use that term because that is the term that's in mainstream right now, Christine. You know, there is a level of suffering that's going on. We did a couple of shows recently, talked about pain in women and the percentage of women that are suffering from chronic pain. And fibromyalgia, of course, right, is one of those areas. But it's relentless in so many ways. You know, is there relief around the corner for people that are in that place where they have been so used to being sick, so used to waking up with pain every day?
Right.
You know, what would you say to them?
Well, first of all, with reconnected healing, I've seen and heard about so many healings of people with fibromyalgia,
yeah,
and other types of pain. So I know that there is a greater power that can fix that pain very quickly. However, you can have three people with the exact same problem, such as fibromyalgia, and with reconnected healing, you know, one person can get complete relief, another person gets partial relief, and another person might have a healing on another level but not get the pain relief they were seeking. So it's really not like, okay, the reconnective healing frequencies are the answer for everybody who's in pain. So, you know, there is something more. However, I really think that with pain or any other kind of ailment where we are having to focus on something that's rather a distraction for our lives, is trying to give us important messages. For me, you know, once upon a time when I had cancer, if I could have, you know, had somebody just take it away from me one way or another, I would have given them anything, you know, all my money, whatever it took. But the universe had another plan for me. I had to go through that process because I had things to learn. So, you know, for people who are suffering, recognize that there are gifts in it. I know that's hard for people to accept on some level because it can be terrible. I mean, pain is just engulfing sometimes. However, there are gifts within it. And I encourage people to look towards those gifts, open their minds to other possibilities, and perhaps try something new, from reconnective healing to perhaps shifting their thoughts and their emotions to seeing if they can manifest something new in their lives. But to recognize and be grateful for some of the gifts that they receive along the way with that suffering.
Well, we're going to talk about, you know, what this is when we come back from break. Everyone, I just want you to know, Christine Upchurch joining me here today on the show. You can go to www.c as in Charlie, or c as in Christine, u as in upchurchhealing.com, or you can go to thereconnection.com to find out practitioner. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what it means to attend one of these seminars. What can you expect? And the question of vision. What is the vision for Christine now that she's, you know, seen what has come before her? What's her vision to bring this to the planet, people that perhaps don't have another solution? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
The search is over. The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, is your connection to tens of thousands of people waiting to hear your empowering message, waiting to choose your product or service. Dr. Pat's goal is to connect you with the people that want high-quality products and services created with love for humanity and the Earth. Products and services like yours. Be the business that joins the buzz. The Dr. Pat Show buzz. The buzz of talk radio to thrive by. Connect with people that value conscious living and mindful thinking. Living life full out. Have your business be identified with this powerful and inspiring show. Join the buzz. Be the buzz. Let the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, be the conduit to those who would benefit most from your services. To sponsor the Dr. Pat Show, call Dr. Pat at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Let our success be your success.
This summer is one of the most intense periods since the Great Depression. To assist with the challenges, show host Madeline Gerwick is offering summer specials on tools to increase your prosperity. Now through July 13th, Prosperity Class CDs are on sale for 35% off. The Business Anthology, Einstein's Business, Engaging Soul, Imagination, and Excellence in the Workplace is also on sale for a third off. Plus, her 2010 Good Timing Guide is available for $9 while supplies last. To get these tools at substantial savings, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Remember, the Prosperity Summer Specials are good only through July 13th.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat.
Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back, everyone. Yeah, that's a little music to get us moving here because why? We're feeling better. Christine Upchurch is in the house. We're going to be talking with her about the role that she plays in taking reconnective healing across the planet. And we're going to be talking about some of the latest, more serious trends of illness that are going on and the role reconnective healing can play. Christine, thank you so much for joining us today. It's great to have you on the show. I love chit-chatting with you.
My pleasure, Pat. It's always a joy.
I just want to take a minute to remind everyone about the upcoming events and to let them know that these are available to them and that they, too, can help people heal across the globe.
Yes. I'm doing a couple of presentations in the Denver area, and I'm teaching two seminars beginning this coming weekend in Boulder, Colorado. And I'm also teaching a couple of seminars in November here in the Seattle area.
So here's the question. There are certain, let's just call them certain illnesses and diseases that have been noted to be on the rise, mm-hmm. Predominantly for women. And they fall into what our conventional medicine would call an autoimmune bucket.
Right.
And basically that means that the immune system starts to attack itself. Many people believe that it doesn't do that arbitrarily, that there's some reason that it's doing that, and if you get at the reason, you'll fix it.
Yeah.
Other people say that it's one of the dilemmas in medicine where most doctors really don't understand the process and at best are trying to treat it with certain drugs on the market. And then you have the whole other side of the realm of natural energy, holistic healing. And I wanted to ask you, from a reconnective healing point of view, what you believe.
Well, you know, it's hard for me to talk specifically about, certain illnesses because mm-hmm. I don't have the qualifications to do that. Mm-hmm. I've certainly seen people come in with Crohn's disease and have complete healing, fibromyalgia, complete healing, that sort of thing. So
right.
I've seen the power of this work. Why we're in this situation, I don't know. I mean, might it be related to the state of our food, perhaps, our environment? I don't know. It could be a state of our own planetary evolution in terms of the universe asking us to step up in new ways. With alternative therapies, I know that there are many out there that actually look to somehow allow the body's immune system to be boosted so that the body heals itself. And I really think that on some level, all healing is self-healing, including with reconnective healing, although you don't have to believe in it for it to work. But I really think that true healing is about bringing a person physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually back into a balanced state. And perhaps on some level, people's health crises are really asking them to try to step into a new and sort of balanced state with new avenues. And yes, there are probably some very helpful drugs out there to suppress some symptoms. And people have to experience some terrible things. I'm not trying to diminish that. And there is some help with conventional medicine, but it's not fixing it for people. So, you know, I encourage people to look more broadly and begin to consider some other possibilities that there may be something else to help them step into balance and could help.
Well, and this is really what this show is about today. It's really about being able to introduce people into looking more broadly and looking more at what the alternatives might be that they hadn't thought about before.
Right.
So for many folks today, they have an opportunity to connect with you and have an opportunity to experience the healing work you do, as well as for those folks who would love to take their lives and their careers in a different direction and find a powerful tool which they can then learn and help others heal. Now, this is part of what we're talking about today. What can people expect in all of this, Christine?
I mean, at a seminar or what?
Yeah.
Well, it's really a matter of coming and opening your mind and observing what's going on. Now, one of the fascinating things about reconnective healing is that when you put your hand near a person, when you're interacting with these frequencies, the person who's lying down on the table, you know, with eyes closed, typically goes into what we call registers. There's involuntary physical movement that demonstrates that there's some sort of communication underway, which satisfies our rational mind that says, okay, well, you know, I may not feel this or I may not know what I'm doing, and yet there is something going on. And so you have an opportunity to sort of become more sensitive, to feel this. Over the course of the weekend, you'll learn to feel it more. You'll learn to observe what's happening to the person on the table and interact with this process. So we'll go through a series of exercises which are just training wheels. But by the end of the weekend, after you've gone through and learned to interact with these frequencies using your hands, but also learn the philosophy that is reconnective healing, that is letting go of attachment to outcome, which is huge as a practitioner, and letting go of fear, then you can step out and let go of those training wheels and step into your mastery as a healer.
So one of the things that I always love asking folks as we get to, you know, this part of the show, and wow, Christine, thank you so much for joining me. It's so great to catch up with you.
Oh, it's great to talk to you, too. Thank you.
The question that I guess I want to ask you is, you know, the future. Mm-hmm. You know, what is the future for you? But more importantly, what is the future as you see it and as you know it for reconnective healing? Given what you've experienced to date, what might you be able to share with us?
Well, first of all, reconnective healing as a healing modality is extremely powerful. But these frequencies themselves can shift people in amazing ways. And so what we're doing is we are expanding beyond the reconnective healing and even the reconnective kids program, where we're teaching kids how to facilitate healings with these frequencies. And we're going beyond that. We now have reconnective yoga, where the yoga instructor introduces these frequencies into the room and utilizes these frequencies to help a person come into their poses and to come into deeper relaxation. It, like, really ramps up a person's experience with yoga. And we're also going to be developing some programs to bring the reconnective healing frequencies into businesses and other aspects of our daily life so that we can expand in new ways, because as practitioners, people who work with these frequencies have learned that our lives just get, you know, shifted in dramatic ways, and we tend to move more quickly on our path. These frequencies are very powerful tools, so we need to teach others how to use these, not only as practitioners, but in other ways in their daily lives.
Well, Christine, I want to tell you, thank you so much for joining me here today. It has really become quite a movement, hasn't it? I mean, it's so great. Yeah, as I remember early conversations with Eric and with you and you know, how this kind of began, and to really have this great sense of where you all are now. The good news is I'm thrilled you're as busy as you are and are doing as much great work. And that is good news for everyone. So thank you so much for joining us here today. And let's please take a moment, give out the website, and let folks know about the upcoming seminars again.
Okay, great. Thanks, Pat. My personal website is www.cuhealing.com, the letter C, the letter U, healing.com. And that does list the seminars that I will be teaching. And our more general website is thereconnection.com. That's thereconnection.com, where you can find practitioners in your area. Also look at the seminar listings, because we may have a seminar coming to near you if you don't happen to be in the Seattle area or in the Boulder area. And, you know, it's been wonderful to be able to have an opportunity to share this with your listeners today. And I encourage people who are out there, if something about this feels interesting or right, I encourage you to go read Eric's book, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. Check out our websites and perhaps come to one of the seminars.
I agree. Definitely get a hold of a copy of the book. All my best to you, Christine, and I know we're going to be joining and having you back again shortly. All my best to you, and please say hi to Eric if you get to see him. I'll probably see him before you do.
Thanks, Pat. Yes, I'll let Eric know you said hello.
All right, everybody. Christine Upchurch, wow. It is incredible that we get to experience the work of Christine and some of the other practitioners. I want to thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. If you've missed any part of this show, please go check it out at our website, thedrpatshow.com, or simply drpatlive.com. Until next time, remember, you have that power to heal. We'll see you next time.